Yes, and I would like to, if I may, just show you where so that you can refer to it if necessary. If you turn to page 12, the handout.
And again, it requires the income-based approach.
It does. Line 14, property constructed with the use of incentives provided by the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development. That's this project. So they included it in House Bill 613, and it is enacted into law as well. Everything else is going to look the same as it did in the last one.
What was the assessed value on this?
$872,920 the value we put on
it. He's got that here at the bottom. Okay. So we got another significant drop using that income approach that they're using.
Yep.
Gentlemen, I would make the same motion. Yeah. I'd still like to take it up today, make a decision, but I'd just like to table it until we have discussion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right. All right, going back to 2017-15. Shops at Branson Hills. Tell us a little bit about this.
Which parcel do you have?
I have parcel number ending in .004L.
4L, okay.
What's the number on it?
The parcel 20, number or the?
2017.
15.
Top of the second page.
Got it. Okay, so fellas, this is a multi-parcel property, as a matter of fact. It's a lot. And let me run this out. This is going to be a similar function as we used on the Section 42 apartments, except this is a commercial property. But the idea is the same, and that is for income-producing property, when they transfer, what you're really buying is the revenue. You're buying the physical property, but what an investor would likely be seeking would be what kind of revenue in return is it going to give them over a long period of time or the holding period of time. This one's complicated in that there are parcels that are included that are on there. Well, number one, there's 14 parcels that are included in this segment of the center. Of those 14, four are leased building or leased land that aren't included with what we're discussing today, just because of the tenant's request that they not be included. What we've tried to do is give you an income approach for everything but those that aren't to be included. And what you have, I'm sure you're all familiar with the center, you've got Best Buy and Books A Million, and then there's a Petco, and then there's a Kohl's. The Kohl's is not part of this tax contest. Kohl's owns that lot themselves and owns that house and has full responsibility for that component. And then the Maurice's, Shoe Barn, Dress Barn, Michigan Sports, MC Sports, Michaels, etc. The component that's over by Home Depot is actually a separate entity than this one, so we'll talk about that one in a minute. What we have then is a 155,000 square foot retail center that was developed in 2008. The anchors on the project, like I'd mentioned a moment ago, one of them's Kohl's, another was Bed Bath & Beyond, another MC Sports, and it's Pier 1, and Books A Million and Best Buy. We've got some vacancy issue, and that's highlighted in yellow. Mm-hmm. When the project was first developed, they determined that 155,000 square feet of retail was a good idea. With the change in retail over time, there have been some issues. And that's not just this project. It's going to be the market-wide. For example, Michigan Sports, MC Sports, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and they've closed every location that they've got. Dress Barn
is in the process of doing the same. There are several other tenants that are in here that are at risk of doing the same. And so we've gone from a place where we had a property that was very well occupied to a property with some vacancy issue. The total vacancy as of the first of the year is 16%. If you look to the right of in this box right here where it says market rent per square foot, we have determined market rent as of January 1st, 2017 in a fee simple basis, and that's what the State Tax Commission actually requires, is that we approach this as a fee simple valuation. I've got support for the fee simple market rent that's applied beginning at 8 for the smaller or the larger spaces and 13 down to 21 for Arby's, that's a restaurant, and 15 for the rest. When you consider market rent applied to all of these spaces, $1,874,966 is your potential gross income. We have some units that were original leases that went in higher than this number. We've got some that are now vacant, so they get absolutely zero square feet. We're applying market rent to all of them, even the vacants, to try to determine what market fee simple rent would be as of the first of the year. So $1,874,966 then is that figure. Coming down to where it says projected, we're applying 15% for vacancy and credit loss and adding in 20% for miscellaneous income or other income. That is, if we're going to recover taxes from our tenant, if we're going to recover common area maintenance from our tenant, it goes into that category. Because we have a vacancy issue that's occurred particularly within the last year, and unfortunately due to some bankruptcies of existing tenants, our recovery income is projected to be down this year by quite a bit, as a matter of fact, by about half as to what it has been in the past. So we're budgeting for a lot less. Highlighted in yellow, $1,912,465 is the effective income that we're projecting before expense. And then down in the orange bar where it says expense, $782,017 is the expense that we're projecting. That's based on historical experience. Even though we don't have as many tenants in the building, we still have the same expense to maintain the property, unfortunately, and we just have to absorb that as an owner. So $1,134,88 then is the net operating income that we're projecting at a 9.75 cap. $11,594,406 is the value that falls out. And again, this is for 14, 13, 12, 11, 10? 10 parcels in total. This value down here, this $12,407, is the current assessment of that of that same number of parcels, to give you a comparison of where we are now and what we're requesting. If you go to the right, you see $11,594,406. Above it is the breakout of each individual parcel of those 10 parcels and our requested value for each one. To try to make life a little easier, we broke it out by parcel, since this is a multi-parcel property, instead of doing it as one. The next page is the owner's lease reporting report. It's their lease report as of the middle of this year. And because they've got these vacancies, then they have to go out to the marketplace to try to determine what market rent will be. And then they start interviewing potential tenants and try to lease up some of the vacant spaces. Yes, sir.
Okay, so if I hear you correctly, the current valuation of 2016 was 12,807, what you have highlighted in green, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you are requesting it to be lowered to 11,594,406, is
yes,
that
sir.
Correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I make a motion that we change BOE number 15 valuation and accept his request to 11,594,406 as presented as the evidence.
May I ask, that's for all of those properties, right?
That component of them, yeah. The anchors are pulled out. Kohl's and McDonald's are pulled out.
Where's the disagreement, Chuck?
I'm maybe not following it, but the 15 is only on this one parcel, which is Freddy's, that we've got appraised at 235.
Right. Yes, our requested value for that parcel is 212,959.
So my thought is if...
Just change that one?
What
is that what we're asking for?
That's what I'm wondering.
They'll be going through one at a time, you mean?
We have to, really.
we have to go through one at a time. Okay, so you were showing us on a bulk scale.
Yep.
And then we're going to be going through these one at a time of what he has.
Because you have to adjust the text.
Okay, I retract that motion.
Because you haven't appealed all of these. You've only appealed two or three, right?
Ten.
And you can only present those that were appealed prior to July 3rd.
Yeah, he's appealing down at the bottom. The ones he's not appealing are 1, 4, 5, and 6.
Correct.
The rest of them are being appealed.
That's correct.
So are those going to be, is that number 16 as well, dash 16?
It says Hills Plaza, LLC. Do you have a property number?
Is that in the same bulk?
I've got parcel numbers.
Yeah, I have parcel numbers.
002.
May I show you this?
Yeah. Right. Like, for example, he was just asking about the phrase parcel. It's 232, 236, and our request is 212.
Okay, let me read the number to you. Find it on here for me.
Fair enough.
Okay, so 18-1, 2, 4, 12, 1, point 001. We're skipping all the zeros, okay? 18-1.0.
That's one we just did written on before this.
That's 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's So we start with 08.
Start with 08?
Yes.
Okay, 08-4.
235
to 212. 4.0-20-0000-0050. 212-959. That's our BOE number.
We wanted these ones.
I know your form's kind of hard to read.
It is. It's too small for my old eyes, I'll tell you that. Okay, so that one, that's the other phase. And I apologize because I've started.
Okay, do you find this one?
Yeah,
got that one. So that's number 16 if you want to write 16 on it.
Okay, let me do that. Thank you. And I'll give you a pin that can do my own.
Okay.
Right here. Okay.
And then this one you've already got?
530040.
But you just gave us the value of 212.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So then. Yep. Okay. So let's see. Are you this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. 4, 9, 32, 4, 3, 1, 0.
That's withdrawal.
This is withdrawal.
That, yeah, that one shouldn't have been appealed. That was just an error.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then here we go. And this is still you, right?
Yeah.
That's not you. That's a person, in person. That's somebody else. Did I miss some for you?
No, why?
This one's you, right?
Yes.
That's all I have.
But none of the, okay, so the rest of these of what you have proposed are not within this bulk. So we're just dealing with number 15, thank you, Chuck, which would be what you would classify as Freddy's. Parcel number ending in 004L. Changing the valuation from 235,236 to 212,959.
I bet you that that's the very first one in the group on the very top, but all the rest of them are behind it.
Okay. That's 15.
Are you saying that you had more that you?
Yeah.
Everything that's listed on that in that box is.
This here is what you received.
Okay.
The only application we have is your property numbers.
There's another appeal form.
Yeah. What's the parcel number on that? 53?
Yeah, it's not appealed.
Well, it's received.
Yes, we've received it. Apparently, we had some documents that were in the back that one of the employees did not input into the system, so we have several parcels for him that are not listed on the agenda.
Which we're looking at right now. Okay.
Okay, so the original application did contain them, so there's not an issue.
They were on separate